Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in the last chapter of the book of Philippians, chapter 4. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 23 verses of Philippians 4.
Philippians 4. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice! Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
Let's look at these journals from 1986, 1994, and 2012 one last time. In 1986, at 31 years old, after reading Philippians 4, I wrote concerning verse 1, "Therefore, my beloved family, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, so stand firm in the Lord, my beloved." Concerning verses 6 and 7, I wrote, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And then verse 11, "For I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in." In 1994, I was very brief concerning Philippians 4. I wrote one line, "Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men." And in 2012, at 57 years old, I was splitting the chapters in Philippians into two as I was reading. So this time I read Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9, at the conclusion of that cruise. Concerning verse 1, I wrote, "Paul was a man of love." Next I wrote, "Euodia and Syntyche were believers. They needed to resolve their dispute in the Lord. They may have needed the intervention of another Christian to help do so," according to verse 3. I continued to write, the Philippians did a lot of things right. They should rejoice, not be anxious. How? Be reasonable. Pray. Be thankful. Exchange anxiety for the peace of God. Also focus our minds on the good stuff. And finally, I wrote, we get easily distracted by thinking about the wrong things, causing anxiety, yet we can have the peace of God. The next day, I finished Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 23, and I wrote, joy or rejoice occur 12 times in these four short chapters. This is a joyful book compared to other letters Paul writes to churches. Paul doesn't speak from need, for I have learned in whatever situation I'm in to be content, according to verse 11. It may be easier for Paul, single, no one depending on him but himself, easier to adapt to economic circumstances than me, but I still need to learn to be content in God's provision, whatever level that may be. I continue to write, Paul faced it all. I have not, according to verses 12 through 13. And then, the Philippian church was always a giving church, according to verses 15 through 16. Paul doesn't seek the gift. I do through Ezra Project appeals, but I, like Paul, seek the fruit that increases to your credit, according to verse 17. And then lastly, that verse 19. God supplies the giver's needs according to his riches in glory. I pray it so for all Ezra donors. Philippians chapter 4 has several of these power verses. Let's go over them. Starting with verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. How do you do with that one? I can't say that I rejoice always. When I was diagnosed with cancer 7 years ago, my first response was not rejoicing. But let's go on to the next power verse, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything and by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I can say that I do much better at this verse. I don't get anxious about a lot of things. I take my stuff, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to the Lord by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, I make my requests known to God. And I believe I experience the peace of God most of the time in my life. And yes, friends, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. It will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What a blessing. One way of preventing anxiety is to think on the right things. And that's the next couple of verses, beginning with verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We can reroute our minds on what we think about. Rather than dwell on all those what-ifs that most likely will never occur, think on the things listed here in Philippians chapter 4. The next power verse is verse 12. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Are you content in your circumstances? Paul says he's learned to be content in every circumstance, whether he's been brought low or whether he's abounding. He says, I've learned the secret. And the secret is I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Keep that in mind when you're facing those difficult circumstances. You can make it through as you depend on Jesus. And that last power verse is verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. This verse is oftentimes misquoted, so look at it again. Many people say, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. That's not what it says. It says, and my God will supply every need of yours. This is not a selfish prayer. This is a prayer in thanks for those who give. I pray this verse every week for those who give to the Ezra Project. I sincerely pray that God meets the needs of those who give. And I believe that God is able to meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory. As we close out Philippians, let's go back to our introduction. The church at Philippi was the first church Paul ever founded in Europe. This letter was a letter of encouragement back to that church. He wanted the Philippians and he wants us to live as citizens of a heavenly colony with growing contentment to serve God and each other. He also encouraged them to press on and continue to grow in their faith and spiritual maturity, and he encourages us to do the same today. He reminded them and us that spiritual progress takes effort, and he encouraged them to work out their salvation, reminding them that it was God who was at work in them. That encouragement is for us today, that our spiritual growth takes effort, but God is at work in us. And he reminded the Philippian church to rejoice and be joyful, and he reminds us the same today. I hope you've been encouraged by our time in the book of Philippians. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you for this wonderful short book, this book packed with power verses, reminding us that you began a good work in us and you are continuing it, reminding us that you will come again and every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are the Lord, reminding us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, for you are at work in us, and reminding us to forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead, and to be anxious for nothing but to take everything to you in prayers and supplications, and reminding us that I can do all things through you who strengthens me. Thank you for these great, great reminders in your word. May we be doers of the word and not hearers only as we apply these verses to our daily lives. Thank you for the book of Philippians. In Jesus' name, amen.